Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to your daily devotional and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day. I remain your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. It is written therein, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Hallelujah. We live in an increasingly loud and stressful world. More people are discovering the benefits and power of solitude, quietness, and silence. Child of God, listen to this story. Some time ago, an old man on his dying bed asked his only son to grant him his single request before dying. He asked his son to go into the best room of the house every day and sit there alone for at least half an hour. The son agreed to this strange request of his father and promised his father he would do what he had been told. After his father's death, the son kept faith to his promise, spending a half an hour alone every day. At first, the time of quiet and solitude was uncomfortable. He became restless and anxious for time to end. But over the weeks, that half hour of solitude grew into a cherished and ever-transforming habit in him. The son looked forward to this brief quiet time each day and even began to thrive on it. He began to experience deep and calming changes within him. Child of God, some moments of silence can connect us, ease our minds, and put us in touch with ourselves. We need to carve out quiet time for our spiritual and mental health. A time of quietness, a time of silence have both health benefits and, of course, spiritual benefits. Man's busy schedule at times make it difficult to receive, to hear when God is speaking to us. Young Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel heard God speaking in a moment of silence and quietness. Many a times we only hear vital information from heaven when we are asleep in our dreams or during meditation. Child of God, quietness and silence promote 1. Emotional regulation. 2. Silence can increase self-awareness. 3. It can bring about self-compassion. 4. It brings improvement in our decision-making skills. And of course, 5. Improved mental clarity. Child of God, are you willing to be alone for half an hour a day? Are you willing to take an adventure of expectant faith? Not looking for a predefined experience, not seeking an emotional high, but asking Jesus to come to you in his own way. With your body relaxed, child of God, and comfortable, and looking only to Jesus, your heart will be turned to him in adoration, in prayer. From this experience, as you invite Jesus, you will hear him. And as you search through his word, the Holy Bible, in meditation, the Holy Spirit will flow in. Child of God, you are likely to have a greater understanding of God's ways and desire to obey him. People who devote time to be alone with the Lord find a renewed reservoir of personal strength and quiet confidence in God Almighty. Today, spend some peaceful moment alone with the Lord and watch the peace and joy in your heart grow and spill over into lives, touching others and even blessing them abundantly. Open your hands to receive good prayers for today as I declare. The peace from the Almighty God that surpasses all understanding will envelop you today in the name of Jesus. Mercy of God will triumph over every judgment that is fashioned against your family in the name of Jesus. Whoever have joined their hands to do evil against you, as the sun is higher and above the earth, you will be beyond their reach in the name of Jesus. Powers that turn joy to sorrow, success to failure, testimonies to disaster, they will fail over your life in the name of Jesus. Good news, good doors, good opportunities, good helpers, good report are all your portion today in Jesus' name. Divine revelation, wisdom to succeed, receive them all in the name of Jesus. Your health will not go into jeopardy. Your business will not be handicapped. Your finances will not be swallowed by darkness. In the name of Jesus, I declare the heavens over your career and business open today in the name of Jesus. Can your amen be very loud enough? Amen. Amen. As we round up this podcast, we celebrate those having birthdays today, and we congratulate those having special celebration and wedding anniversary. Your joy will never run dry. God bless and God increase your celebration. God give you a new song and lift you to higher ground in the name of Jesus. I must say a big thank you for all your effort in keeping the podcast on air by sharing the daily podcast messages. And a very big thank you to those who extend kindness financially to foot the bills and keep the podcast across many platforms. I'm indeed grateful. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for listening. Please keep sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have an excellent day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.